listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Well, I stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair till it was just right, and commanded the night brigade. I was hoping to faint and crushed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up.
The warm-up show. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:38 in the morning on a Wednesday. Myself, Downtown Joe, is out sick today. I apologize to everybody who was looking forward to hearing our man Joe, Jody Brothers, Pedro and Luciana here in the producing booth. The Bob Rivers Show will start at 6 o'clock this morning. We've got a big Bob Rivers Show coming up for you, including maybe the next billionaire in the state of Washington. A man named John Ivich, Luciana, which one is that? Says I don't, a guy that's going to be this rich. I want to pronounce it right. Our guest at 8:15, John Ivich.
Yes.
Ivich, thank you.
It sounds like that.
This is the gentleman who is getting one of the very first pot licenses in the state of Washington. And from what I've been hearing, that's a golden ticket to print money. People who have pot licenses are going to be on the forefront of, I mean, driving this new multi-billion-dollar economy in Washington. He'll be on at 8:15 this morning, talking about his plans for Sea of Green Farms, LLC.
I'm excited.
That's a great name, too, Sea of Green.
Very nice.
Yep. Little Dr. Seuss, little Beatles, printing money. At 9:04 this morning, Whiskey and Rye will perform live in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Whiskey and Rye is going to have their CD release party at Jazz Bones in Tacoma on Friday night, so stay tuned for them at 9:40. I opened the show this morning, thank you, Pedro, with Bruce Springsteen's Growing Up, because I was doing some pondering about growing up and what you wanted to be when you grew up. I see the story this morning in USA Today about college degrees and how expensive college is. Like, the nation's got $1 trillion in student loan debt we keep hearing about. College student loan reforms trying to get done in Washington, D.C. Nothing's getting done in Washington, D.C., but they say it's still worthwhile to get a college degree. How much would you guess, Jody, that the average college graduate makes over the course of their earning life?
Oh, math.
Sorry.
Oh, Christ.
Out of the gate, math.
$1 million.
College degree will earn, on average, a worker in the United States $2.8 million.
That's more than what I said.
Now, it is more.
All right.
Depends on where you go to college. And you went to the Ohio State University.
The same.
You'd probably be on the higher end of that scale.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody who went to, say, I don't know, Maryland,
yeah,
where I went.
Yeah.
How about the high school graduate? What do you think they make over the course of a professional earning career?
So it would be less than that.
That's what you're looking ahead. That's,
I'm going to slice it in half.
1.5?
Yeah.
That's a very smart guess, because one story I read today in, I think the Associated Press put that number out at $1.4 million.
Huh.
The USA Today story I'm reading quotes $1.8 million for a high school graduate over the course of their earning career. I think if you told most people that they've got the earning potential of $2 million over their lifetime, I think it would surprise a lot of people. I mean, you guessed $1 million with a college degree.
Yeah.
A high school diploma, working probably a blue-collar job. $2 million you can earn over the course of your lifetime as a paid employee. I found that pretty shocking.
Why is that?
It's higher than I thought. I mean, I guess we all got the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire mentality of what a millionaire is. I mean, if you've earned a couple million dollars over the course of your work life, would you consider yourself a millionaire?
Do you think you haven't made close to $1 million?
I know we have. I mean, we work in
entertainment
industry where the money is just handed to us.
It's flowing,
in buckets and wheelbarrows.
Yeah, Sea of Green.
Yeah, thank you.
LLC.
Comedy Club.
I work there here too, and it's not true.
Well, let's take into fact the born in the USA factor, to quote more Springsteen.
Oh.
You guys, of course, are new to the country, and while we welcome you and are glad you're here, get in the back of the earning line. You're new. Boy, that's a falsehood too, isn't it? People who seem to come here and fight and earn their way into America seem to me work much harder than those who may be taking it for granted.
Let's stay on topic.
Okay. that's a great point, too.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, as I was reading the story today, you know, first off, is college worth it still? It says it is, but the cost is nuts.
Yeah.
And if you go to college, make sure you go to college for the right thing. Because I personally went to Maryland and was pursuing a psychology degree, which I didn't end up getting, never graduated, got a whole bunch of credits, just languishing. I don't know if there's an expiration date on those, like air miles, but never finished my degree. Because I kind of figured out as I was going through college, I was also tending bar to kind of help pay the bills, that I could not only learn more about psychology across the bar than I could in a classroom, I could learn more about the human condition and understanding people and what made them go nuts or figure stuff out across the bar than I could sitting in a psychology class.
Mm-hmm.
And I also came to the realization that after college, I could then go on and get a master's in psychology if I really wanted to earn anything in my career. I'm thinking I can earn more tending bar than I could with just a psychology degree. Starting incomes in that field were less than I was making tending bar 4 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I bailed on finishing college. Now, I don't have a college degree, so I probably screw this survey up a little bit.
Yes, you do.
I do. Although I will say, while I'm not working in my chosen field of academia, I do use the stuff that I learned in my everyday job. I think the stuff I figured out in school...
You use it for evil, though, instead of good.
That's a fair and valid point.
Yeah.
I do. But, I mean, our job is listening and talking, communicating, relating.
Yeah.
And what I learned, I use. But I'm wondering if it's still worthwhile to go to college, and if anybody became what they wanted to be when they grew up, did they go to school for the right thing? What'd you go to school for?
I went to school for broadcast journalism and English. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to be, but I knew I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. And at the time I thought, well, broadcast journalism will suit me because I'll be able to run a camera or run a board or, you know, block a sitcom or whatever. And then if I am a comedian and this works out, then I'll already be in. I'll have a foot in the door. I will have met people in the industry. My plan was to be behind the camera, not in front of it.
Hmm. But that's a solid plan, too.
Well, yeah, no, it was well thought out, and I'm glad I did it that way. Broadcast journalism was a good degree for me, although most of the people that I was in my program with wanted to be in the news, and I knew I never wanted to be in the news. And then radio came along when I was 19 and I got an internship at a radio station. And from there, it was all.
Did you fall in love with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. But the plan was a solid plan. If I never met radio, I would have like moved to New York and worked for Comedy Central or People Magazine or something, you know, that would have given me the boost that I needed to be where I wanted to be. Like doing PR for Comedy Central or something like that.
You got your, that's cool.
Solid plan.
It is a solid plan, but.
Yeah.
I think it would be a shame if you weren't doing what you're doing. I can honestly say
no, I gotta be doing what I'm doing.
Working with you is I get to see.
Oh.
I get to see the promised land every
day.
Don't
use your psychology mumbo jumbo on
me. Thank you. Just see me using it. It was so cool. I felt jealous that you were getting used and I wasn't.
Don't you mumbo jumbo me.
There's a text who comes in to us from the 206 that says, "You guys are missing the whole point. Education should not be a commodity." Now, I would agree with that, but that's really a kind of a pie in the sky point of view. A basic tenet of the American dream. That was the upward mobility of education was what everybody was pursuing. That's why your parents worked hard to make sure you stayed in school. My old man told me, stay in school, get an education, get a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure your parents, too, saw the value of education.
So what are some people trying to say? That going to college should be a right and it should be free?
There are countries in this world who use that point of view to a great degree of success.
Our country, actually, you have education for free. And the only problem is you get tons of lawyers, tons of doctors, and you see lawyers driving taxis. You see architects driving taxis.
Really?
Because you cannot find a job. There are so many lawyers in my city, for example. And again, education is for free. The
right.
University is for free.
But you hear stories that I can see where that would be a problem. If everybody has access to the upper crust, and then you overflow the job market with qualified applicants. Was it Sweden, Norway, Scandinavian countries have free education for every student in their country?
Well, education is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Question is, does everyone really need college?
That's a great point, too. Mike Rowe, the guy from Dirty Jobs, mm-hmm. is on a campaign now to say, look, everybody wasn't suited to be a professor or a lawyer or a doctor. There are people who would like to and are suited to be engineers or welders. I mean, that's what they want to do. That's the aptitude that they were born to be in, a trade.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
There's a dude living in a $4 million mansion who lives right down on the water who owns a roofing company.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if he went to college or not.
But I bet he started hammering nails.
That's what I'm saying.
Putting tar paper down, yeah, and worked hard, yeah.
Success is for those who want it.
Remember the movie Moonstruck?
Yeah.
Remember Cosmo, the old man? They owned a whole city block. I mean, their house was a whole city block.
Yep.
Remember what he did?
No.
He's a plumber.
Plumber.
It's three kind of pipes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Cosmo was a trade guy who made a ton of money.
Yeah. You ever see those people who have some land and they are selling wood chips and gravel rock and all this stuff? You know how much money you can make just by having some property that you can sell dirt off of? I mean, this is about money, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's about debt and climbing through the economic stratus and becoming a success. It's about security, providing for your kids.
Yeah.
Did your parents talk to you about what you wanted to do in college? Did they guide you at all or let you decide?
They let me decide.
That's, well, you had a good plan, so that was easy. What if your kid came to you and said, I want to study
French poetry.
French poetry, perfect example. My sister's got an art history degree.
Right.
She's the best human resources director you will ever find. Nothing to do with her. Tufts in Boston, art history degree, which I think she's still paying off.
Yeah.
She's in her 40s.
I mean, you know, my old roommate in Seattle had an art history degree, and she worked for an insurance company, and she was tortured.
Seriously, like, they must giggle every time somebody signs up for art history.
Yeah, and I would say, well, what did you think you were going to do with that degree?
I asked her the same thing.
She said, I thought I would be a teacher. I thought, yeah. I didn't know. I thought I'd work at a gallery. I thought I'd be a teacher. And it's like, well, then why didn't you? There's 1,000 galleries in Pioneer Square. You couldn't get a job at one. She didn't want it.
My sister thought she'd be a curator at a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those jobs everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there's museums on everything. They're like Starbucks, right, for art. I mean, so, you know, if my kid tells me that they, Ryan, for example, my kid did tell me this. She wanted to be a performer.
Mm-hmm.
And I always heard, encourage your kid, let them do what they want to do, let them pursue their passion. I think from what we've got to do, you know, if you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
It sounds corny as crap, but it's so true.
So true.
So I said, okay, go pursue the performing arts. She went to an art dance theater conservatory. She's now in management, but in a retail world.
So do you think, based on your experience with her, that was a money pit, that was a bad decision, that you threw bad money after a dream that was never going to happen and you resent it? Or do you think that it was great for her that she got to experience that, work through it, and although she's not dancing on Broadway, at least she has that in her background?
I think I probably should have been more realistic in counseling her. We did look at it as parents and somebody who's going to get the bill. We said, okay, you know, you don't have to be a star to earn a living. That was the first thing we looked at, given my sister's history in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Said, you know, if she wants to perform, if she wants to be a dancer, a singer, an actor, you can work in that field.
Sure.
Seattle's got a great theater community. You could work, you could stay in town. You don't have to live in New York or L.A.
Oh, yeah.
But, I wish I had spent more time with my folks talking about what I wanted to do. And I dug psychology. I dug looking at people. You know, and I pursued that and didn't get the degree, but, you know, threw a lot of money down a hole chasing it. I could have learned and did learn just as much tending bar and earning money before I got into this chosen field. If you have a college degree you're not using, if you never went to college and are doing just fine, give us a call at 877-901-0957. Let us know where you fall on this debate. Is college worth it? Are you doing what you always wanted to do? Did you grow up and realize your dream? We got Marsha in Gold Bar. Marsha says, we don't need no education. Is that the point of view, Marsha?
Not hardly.
See that? If I'd have read better. Go ahead.
No, what we sometimes forget is we talk about, the guy who started pounding nails down owns a roofing company, and that's great that he's making the money, but we just keep talking about the money, and the bottom line is that read recently that in 7 years, we're not going to have any utility pole linemen because nobody wants to do that. We need plumbers. We need We need electricians. We need guys to work on the docks. We need guys to mend the roads or people to mend the roads. So it's not always just about the money. Sometimes it's, you know, not how it isn't for everyone. And some of the jobs that those people are going to do, we really require having done as well.
That's a very valid point, Marcia. Thanks so much for the call. You know, there's Mike Rose, Josh. I wish I knew his movement. Let me learn the phone lines there. Thank you very much, Marcia. Mike Rose's thing is we're going to become an untrained workforce country where we have nobody to do these manual labor jobs. Marcia's right on the money. But then you're looking at a society like, you know, old communist Russia, where they would tell you what you were going to do because it was for the betterment of the whole society.
Right.
And you can't have that. Nobody wants to be told what they're going to be. I guess it's not vilifying. She's right. It's about, we're talking about money, 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 money. If we didn't glorify the urn, maybe people would be more interested in doing what they want to do. And a little kid who probably, did David want to be a construction guy when he was a little kid? Did he play with trucks, move dirt?
Well, I don't know about play with trucks, move dirt, because I wasn't there, but that's a family business. He always knew he was going to do it.
Yeah. And we need guys like that. We don't need a bunch of lawyers, Pedro said, cabbies with law degrees, lawyers. There's like a glut of lawyers now. Lawyers in this country can't get jobs, not just in Argentina.
Well, you could go to law school and actually do a lot of different things with your law degree. You could be an, other than being a lawyer, agent. You could run books for people. You could actually teach. You could do a lot of different things.
Right. Well, like example for me, I've got some psychology classes in my history, and I get to use that in my chosen field. I get to listen and analyze and kind of mentally joust with people, and that works a little bit. You, of course, are in your chosen field. You managed to grab the brass ring and work in the field that you got educated in.
Yeah, and it's funny because I want to comment on what our friend from Gold Bar said. We're not saying that everybody's intention is to, you know, have the greatest money grab that they can. You could be a lineman and still go after your literary pursuits in your free time. You know, the issue is, did you follow the right path? Did you make good choices?
Right. Got a texter that says from the 206. My parents kept me realistic, and I regret it.
Right.
That this texter, I'm assuming, didn't go to college for what they wanted to go to college for. And it sounds like she's or he's in a job that's not crazy about, which is a shame. Texter says, I'm 47 and going back to college. It's tougher when you're older. That's a debate worth having, too. It's probably tougher because you've got outside distractions, and you can't solely focus on your education.
Yeah.
But I wish I was as serious now as I was then as I am now. And I'm not very serious at all. But back then, I just whizzed away the moments I could have been building something for the future.
Well, it didn't matter because you didn't have a mortgage.
Right.
You didn't have your pressing issues.
Right. And the bills were being mailed to my parents' house.
Yes.
Which also helps you spend your money on kegs.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Texter says, linemen make bank. I don't know what she's talking about.
I think people who work putting up power lines make serious money. Trade, good skilled trade, sure. They earn like crazy.
Another person says, I have a law and justice degree. Never used it. Did not follow my dream. Somebody else says, I'm happy driving a truck and doing maintenance work. They offer me management positions every couple of years, and I pass them by.
Boy, my cousin's in the same boat. They keep trying to make him a manager of his machine shop. He works for a company that contributes to Boeing's huge process. They make they machine parts, and he's been a machinist for 30 years and does a great job. They keep wanting to make him the floor manager, and he wants no part of it.
Not everybody's built for management. I have no management intentions. You know, when all the little radio DJs start out, you always think, like, am I gonna be a music director? Am I gonna be a program director? Can I run my own station? Never occurred to me.
But you said you wanted to work behind the camera. That's working behind the microphone.
Yeah.
In our industry.
Yep.
Like Eric over at KISS or Keith here with us who know the nuts and bolts of listening to people and putting stuff on the air. Okay, we're going to go to Don in Seattle. Don says you've worked, how long in your job without a high school diploma, Don?
I've been a Seattle fireman for 41 years now.
Fireman. Thank you very much, first off. That's great work, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can't tell you how many guys in the fire department have college degrees and, they're firemen. Not that that's a bad thing that they have a college degree, but kind of like you, Spike, they got a degree in psychology or sociology or something just because they wanted a degree, and now they're firemen. So, But it's been the greatest job I've ever had or ever could have had. I'd have been fired from a dozen jobs by now if I hadn't become a fireman. So,
did you always want to be a fireman when you were a little kid? You're the perfect caller.
No. I never had any intention of it. Nobody in my family had ever been a fireman, and I kind of fell into it because a co-worker at one of the few private jobs I ever had left to become a fireman, and he came back a few months later and said, hey, you should try this. And so I just didn't have anything to do on the day they were giving a test, and took the test, and the rest is history. So,
that's 41 years ago?
41 years ago, 1972, October of 72 was it.
Most little boys at some point think they're going to be a fireman, right?
Even
for a
fleeting
moment?
Yeah, the basic seven.
Astronaut, baseball player, fireman.
Cowboy.
Oh, cowboy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you're like actually the village people.
Right.
Gay biker. Uh-huh. You know, these are what all little kids want to be when they grow up. One of those big village people jobs.
Right.
Hey, thanks so much, bud. Thanks again for your work.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
I bet most of the guys he mentioned that came onto his crew with college degrees that they're not getting used, I bet they grew up wanting to be firemen when they were little kids.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk to Paul in Tacoma before we have to go for the Bob Rivers Show. Paul, go ahead. No college degree?
No, none. Went to college for the first year, studied forestry management. That was in 72. The economy dropped out in the forestry industry, so I went to work in construction and ended up becoming a commercial carpenter, went through their apprenticeship program. Ended up going back to school when I became an instructor with the apprenticeship program 10 years ago, built up a 35-year career, retired 57 and a half, been retired for 2.5 years, and I still part-time instruct at the apprenticeship school. So it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
Plus, building trades guys that go through apprenticeship have, and I know this for a fact, have lifelong earnings of what a person that has a master's degree has, because they get a great benefits package and a decent wage, you know, $35 to $40 an hour.
Wow. And you retired at 57 and a half?
Yeah, buddy. I'll tell you what. I listen to you every morning just on account I get to because of that. And I just turned 60 in April. So I've been retired 2.5 years. That's the best thing in the world.
Well, congratulations, brother.
My wife's a little jealous, so she still has to work. But.
Mm-hmm. Attaboy. Treat her right, brother. Till the finish line, you can both play off naked on a beach somewhere. And we're going to wrap this up. One last call from Lynn in Bellevue. Lynn, no college degree for you either?
No college degree, but we do have a PhD guy driving a Metro bus.
I bet as a little kid he wanted to be a bus driver.
No, I was going to be a demo hygienist, and then I went to opera at Cornish School of the Arts, and I still sing, but yeah, I'm driving Metro bus 28 years.
You're the opera singing bus driver. God, if I ever find myself on a bus with an opera singing driver, I would... Yeah.
My son's swimming instructor is an opera singer.
There you go. Do it, baby.
Thanks, Lynn from Bellevue. All right, we're about done here. The Bob Rivers Show starts in just a moment, so don't go anywhere.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeartRadio station.
Mainly dry with sunbreaks, primarily Seattle northward with a chance of showers south of Seattle. Highs will reach the low to mid-70s. Shower chances will extend into the weekend with high temperatures cooling down into the upper 60s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Subway. It's avocado season at Subway. Add this rich, creamy superfood to a delicious steak, egg, and cheese with avocado on toasty flatbread, or you can add it to any of your breakfast favorites. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
All across America, business owners like Dan and Allison Gemelli of Mediumation Inc. are discovering the power of Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services.
We're an entertainment technology company. Our main business is 4D motion simulator seats for theme parks and in the cinema market for movie theaters. When it came time to look for a better business bank, it was a natural thing for us to go check out Chase Bank.
We just have a lot more flexibility with our Chase Platinum business account, and we just feel like that marriage between MediaMation and Chase is very important.
With Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services, you get personalized service, no-fee electronic deposits, and next-day funding on credit card payments, so you can take your business further. Watch Dan and Allison's story and find out how to get your business moving at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business is designed for businesses with combined business deposit balances of $100,000 or more. Other fees may apply. Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval. Talk to a banker for details. Testimonial expressed reflects the views of the specific customer. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
From the Willamette Valley to the Puget Sound and all the fertile lands throughout the Northwest, we live in a place that sustainably produces some of the most delicious foods around. And that's why Fred Meyer is proud to offer so many local products. This week, an 18-ounce package of Northwest-grown blueberries is just $3.48. If it's fresh and local, you'll find it at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today? Find
the
joy.
The FIFA World Cup continues. A revitalized Nigeria side needs a result on the final day. They face the class of Group F, Argentina. Nigeria-Argentina, today at 8:30 a.m. Pacific on ESPN, presented by Adidas.
The best way to enjoy summer in Seattle is on the water, and Argosy Cruises is the way to go. My family recently took Argosy to Tilikum Village on Blake Island, and we had a blast. My wife Kelly loved the trip out to the island on the boat, setting up on the sun deck. I enjoyed the awesome salmon dinner buffet, fresh fish cooked in the traditional way over an open fire, and my daughter Emily really enjoyed the multimedia stage show that tells the real history of the Pacific Northwest. And right now, if you take your family on an Argosy trip, you can also get a free family pass to the Pacific Science Center. That's where you can wander among tropical butterflies, discover distant galaxies, and explore hundreds of interactive exhibits the entire family will enjoy. Argosy has several cruises to choose from, and you will find something perfect for your family. Why not enjoy two great Northwest traditions for the price of one by booking a day on the water at Argosy Cruise today. At Sleep Country USA, the 4th of July mattress sale is on now, but it will end soon, so get in there and take advantage of the deals. Saving up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic, Sealy Hybrid, or Simmons Beautyrest mattresses. You know, you can even get a Serta movable base for up to $1,000 off. That's relaxing and ergonomic comfort while you read, watch TV, work on your laptop. Kelly and I have the movable base on our bed, and we love it. The bed we have, by the way, is a Tempur-Pedic mattress. And if you buy a Tempur-Pedic right now, you'll get two free Tempur-Pedic pillows. That's a $300 value, absolutely free. The 4th of July sale means big savings, free gifts, and of course, there's even interest-free financing deals available. To find out more about them, just call 1-888-88-SLEEP. Sleep Country USA is all over the Puget Sound area. Buy a mattress before 2 p.m. today. You could be sleeping on it tonight. Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Need extra cash? Bring your unneeded gold or silver jewelry, diamonds, watches, and flatware to Porcello in Bellevue for instant cash. Porcello Estate Buyers, the people you can trust, specializing in estate jewelry for over 60 years. Porcello has offices throughout the country and worldwide buying power, so you can get the most money for your items every time. Porcello will meet or beat any legitimate written offer, period. That's the Porcello promise. Porcello in Bellevue, just north of Nordstrom on Northeast Day. Click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com. Porcello. Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-261-9660. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB, so get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-261-9660.
Make your summer shine with Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration. Kick off your Independence Day festivities and stock up on everything you need for fishing, camping, barbecues, and much more. You'll find savings throughout the store, like $30 to $40 off Z-Shade 10 and 12-foot pop-up sun shelters, Plus, get 25% off Coleman coolers. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get to Cabela's 4th of July Savings Celebration or shop online at Cabela's.com.
Tonight, it's an all-new episode of Big Smo, A&E's new real-life series.
This music thing is finally blowing up, and everybody's along for the ride.
Big music, big family, big country.
Can I get a move? Right now, I'm on the brink of success. Son, you gotta go big or go home.
Big Smo, an all-new episode tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central on A&E.
This report is brought to you by L.A. Tan.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we do have some improvement, I-5 northbound and Enchanted Parkway. Just the two right lanes are blocked at this point. Unfortunately, you're going to see a backup that goes out past Port of Tacoma Road, stop-and-go traffic approaching, and I just would highly recommend avoiding that area because it's looking like a parking lot in that about 6 mile backup northbound 405 through the S-curve slow as well.
Summer is finally here. Now all you need is a little color. Head to LA Tan. Get your first week of tanning free, or even better, your beach ready color for just $10 a month. And for a flawless glow, check out the Australian Gold and Swedish Beauty Lotions. For a salon near you, visit LATan.com.